Bibles this morning. We'll get into our next principle of memorizing Scripture and find your place there in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter number 10 this morning. And when you find your place there in Romans chapter 10, who would like to read verse number 17? Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 17. Mandy, go ahead.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
All right, so simple, straightforward verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So up to this point, we have seen two principles for memorizing Scripture. Number one, we said that we need to choose a specific time and a quiet place. That we need to choose a specific time and a quiet place. And then a couple weeks ago, we looked at principle number two of organizing by topic. That's where we had the idea to take the index card, write the topic on one side, and then write the verse and the reference on the other side. Carry that around with us every so often, and throughout the day, look at it, and that way we could memorize. Then eventually, somewhere along the line, we would have our own little concordance that we ourselves made up of topics that we want to study that the Lord has impressed on our heart. And now this morning, from this verse, we want to see principle number three, and that is the principle of work out loud. Work out loud. And the reason that we have chosen a quiet place alone is so that we could do now this principle of working out loud. And this is part of the process that works. You see, God emphasizes that we need to hear His Word. And so that devotion that we looked at there February 1st about, emphasizing on preaching and coming to church to hear the Word of God, that's because we find in Scripture that God emphasizes that we need to hear His Word. Look, if you would, Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter 11, and who would like to read there? Verse number 28. Luke chapter 11 and verse number 28. Brother Kenny, go ahead.
But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
All right, and then flip over Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter number 7. And who would like to read there verse number 24? Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 24. Miss Sue, go ahead.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock.
All right. And then finally, Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. And who'd like to read there verse number 22? Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 22. Miss Ellen, go ahead.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
All right. And so here we see from various portions of Scripture how God is emphasizing not only reading the Word, but also hearing the Word. And so up to this point, you've read it, you've written it out. Now comes the next phase and the next step, and that is now hearing the Word. And as you hear it, you can take it phrase by phrase, break it down phrase by phrase, and now you can start to commit it to memory. We think of a verse, Masu was mentioning how Lucas, he had memorized John 3:16. And I got to thinking about that just for a moment as I was thinking about this part of it, of hearing a verse phrase by phrase. In fact, go ahead and turn there, John chapter 3, because again, it's one of the verses that we learn really right off the bat as a young Christian is John 3:16. In fact, in my Bible in the margin, I have written greatest verse in the Bible, because that's exactly what it is. It is the gospel in a nutshell. But as we're thinking about memorization this morning and committing to memory verses and doing it phrase by phrase, we can kind of break this verse up and see, well, how can we do this phrase by phrase? Well, for God so loved the world. That could be the first phrase that you learn. For God so loved the world. Because then you have that comma. And so that means you stop, you take a breath before you go on to the next point. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There's that comma. Take that break. And now you memorize and commit to memory that second phrase. And so now you have two phrases committed to memory. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And then the next phrase, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And so now you have the third part of the verse. You have that third phrase committed to memory. For God so loved the world that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. So now you have 1, 2, 3. And then the last part of the verse, but have everlasting life. And so now you have the four phrases, and now you put all four phrases together, and now you have that one whole verse memorized. Now, you know, for some verses that could take you 4 days, because they're not all as easy as John 3:16, right? And so, you know, you can take one phrase one day, one phrase the second day, and just, you know, however many phrases that particular scripture you're trying to memorize. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Miss Ellen?
I know I told you about it, but never in the class, but Harvard did a study that if you did something at night, played something, and I've done it, because I have never had a good memory.
Yep.
You play it. Tape record it.
Yep.
Play it when you go to bed at night.
Yep.
You will know it.
Because that's what you're doing. You're hearing it. You know, you're committing it to your memory.
And you're hearing it over and over because it'll keep playing.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, you think, again, depending on how long it is, you know, you get your 8 hours of sleep or whatever, you know, imagine how many times you hear that, you know, overnight. And so, yeah, so that's why it's important to hear some of the things, not just read it, not just, you know, write it out. And especially in our society today, you know, I'm to the point now, I'll click on a news story. I'll see it on Facebook, and I'll go click on it, and I think, oh, that's an interesting news story. I'm going to go and read that article. I don't know if anyone else has noticed it, but now 99% of the time, when you go to that link that they share, well, it's not an article anymore. It's a video. And so, you know, you have to watch the news story and hear the news story. And, you know, people today, there's a focus on, you know, audiobooks or, you know, things along that line, right? And, you know, now I'm still from, you know, growing up where we didn't quite have the audiobooks yet or things to listen to or whatever the case may be. What's that?
They were on cassettes.
They were on cassettes, but, you know, I grew up where I like to actually have a physical copy of the book and read the book.
Yeah.
And I'm still that way. I mean, I have a library full of, you know, digital books, but I also still have a library full of books and some that I, you know, will never get rid of because I like those books. And I read those books and I like having something, you know, that I can hold in my hand and read. But we also have to realize that, no, you know, today's people, you know, they're more listeners than they are actually picking a book up. You know, Joe Wade, I wish he was here this morning because he could attest to this. You know, he talks about often, he sends us different podcasts every now and again that he'll ask us to listen to. And he finds himself, because of his job, driving. Well, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever tried it, but, you know, it would be kind of hard, I think, to drive and read, you know, at the same time, trying to control the vehicle and also trying to read. That you know, I'm sure some might be able to do it, but not me. And so he... Exactly. And so he listens to different audiobooks. He listens to different podcasts as he's driving down the road. And he said for him, he can retain more by hearing it versus reading it. And, you know, Ellen had mentioned the study at Harvard, and I think it's probably even more so today with the societies that we have today where it's more listening than reading. And so, but, you know, that's how we can commit these verses phrase by phrase to memory. And again, you know, some verses, they're easier to memorize than others. And, you know, whatever you do as you're memorizing, one of the things that you can allow yourself to do is to become frustrated, is to get frustrated. Just, you know, keep going over the pieces of the verse you're trying to memorize. Take it, you know, one piece at a time, and then, you know, keep adding to it, always repeating all of it out loud. And so we think about this concept of working out loud. There, you know, there's no secrets here. This part of the process takes time. It takes work. But, you know, look at it, you know, look at it as an investment, right? Mandy and I, we just, at the beginning of the year, we opened up a, Mandy has her 401k or her retirement through her work. But, you know, for me, I don't get a retirement when I retire being a pastor. And so I opened up an it's a Acorns account, and I opened up an IRA account, and with a, I think it's like a 3% match. And so it's not, you know, nothing huge, but every week we, you know, we're putting something in to that investment and into that savings account and into the different stocks or whatever. And I think so far in a month it's made like $1.10. Woohoo!
But it's the habit.
That's right. That's right. Just, you know, constantly, you know, every week, you know, I have it. It comes right out of our bank account and into that. And so it's an investment. So, you know, for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you know, we'll have hers, we'll have mine. And, you know, Lord willing, when we're, you know, in our older age, we'll be able to live comfortably because of it. But same thing with memorizing scripture. Same thing with working out loud. You know, think of it as an investment. Final portion of scripture this morning. Look, if you would, Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And notice there, if you would, verses 14 and 15. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. The Bible says, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her." And then look, if you would, verse number 18. Verse number 18, "She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her." And so you think this morning, you retain Scripture, and just think as you do so, the happier that you will be. And so again, very simple principle, nothing secretive, no secrets, nothing but time and work and investment, but work out loud. You're working out in the yard, or you're working somewhere, and as you're doing that, they say it's not very good to talk to yourself, and I always fire back, as long as you don't answer yourself, you're just fine. So just you're working outside or working or whatever the case may be, Kenny, and working on the cars at work, talk to yourself. Just memorize the Scripture. Talk, and someone comes up and says, "What are you talking about?" Just memorizing Scripture. And guess what? That can be an open door to witness to somebody, to share the gospel with somebody. And so it definitely, definitely, definitely has its benefits. And so the more you hear it, the more you'll be able to commit it to memory.